This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
I would say I always vote. I think I've never missed one election.
Berliner Florian Munder casted his vote in Neukölln. 2.5 million people were eligible to vote in Berlin's city-state election on Sunday. The turnout was higher than in 2011. Carsten Ilius, a lawyer in Berlin, has missed elections before.
And this time I'm voting because I'm very much interested in control of schools and racism, and I want to change there. And that's why the Christian Democrats have to go, because they're the only ones who are against such a new kind of independent racism control system.
The center-right Christian Democrats faced an all-time low with just 70.6% of the vote. Michael Müller, center-left Social Democrats, won the election, but also with a poor result. 21.6%, their lowest share ever in Berlin.
Herzlich willkommen. Schön, dass ihr alle wieder da seid.
Berlin Mayor Michael Müller addresses his party at Columbia High.
Wir haben unser Ziel erreicht.
He says, we have reached our goal, and we have a mandate to form a government. His supporters booed at the results of the anti-immigrant populist party Alternative für Deutschland. The AfD won 14.2% of the vote and will enter Berlin's regional assembly. Among the crowd, still optimistic Social Democrat Felix Biedmann.
We already knew that it wouldn't be the same result as it was in 2011. So at least we know we're still going to have the next mayor of Berlin. It's still going to be Michael Müller, who is mayor now as well. And now we're probably going to have a coalition with the Green Party and the left-wing party. In my opinion, as someone who's quite young still, I think that's a good thing for Berlin as well.
Reason to celebrate had the left-wing party, Die Linke. They came in third with 15.6%, surpassing the Greens, who cut 15.2% of the vote.
We surpassed the Green Party, they just said.
Franziska Feest showed her support for Die Linke at their election party in Friedrichshain.
Like in Germany, it's like, Berlin is modern, it's young and everything, but they have a lot of problems, a lot of issues about flats and everything, about the refugee crisis and everything like that. It was a try they had, and obviously it was successful. So this is really good, and it's a good sign for Germany for this kind of thing.
Her friend Andreas Kremer comments on other results that evening.
The pirates are dead, definitely. I'm ex-pirate, so I can say it. and also, the AfD is too strong.
Returning to the House of Representatives in Berlin are the Free Democrats with 6.7% of the vote. After the election is before the Bundestagswahlen, the federal elections in 2017. Germany's traditional parties, the CDU and the SPD, have not much time to win back lost voters. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.